Hello.
Thank you for calling customer service. This is Jabril speaking. How can I help you?
I have a charge on my account, and I don't know what it's from, so this number is on there, and it says J-A-C-A-L-K-A. Can you tell me what company you are so I can figure out what I got charged for?
We are a third-party company. We sell over 400 products, but I can let you know what you ordered from us. Can you please provide me with your zip code?
85375.
And your first and your last name?
Deborah Shore.
Okay, allow me one moment. This might take a moment because our system is running slowly, so just bear with me, please. Okay, ma'am, for security purposes, can you verify your address for me?
It's 13022 West Ballard Drive, or I have a Minnesota one.
That's the address we have.
Okay.
I see that you placed the order on the 9th of April for the Focus Watch, the Focus Pods, and the warranty. You only pay shipping and handling fee for each product. You were charged after your 14 days up for trying this product out because it was a 14-day trial period. You were charged full price for each product that you ordered after your 14 days were up for using the product.
Well, I was unaware that's going to be. So I should have more charges on here?
No. Those are the only charges you're going to get is for the product that you ordered. So you ordered.
What are you showing that I was charged?
$69.97. Then you were charged $64.97. $69.97. And then you were charged $64.97.
Okay. Are they going to? I have a $5.97 charge on here.
Well. Yes, ma'am. As I stated, you ordered the warranty as well. Okay, so that was $18.94.
Okay, well, I didn't order all that stuff. Their offer was different than what you're telling me, and I'd like you to reverse the charges on those. I'd be glad to send the products back to you.
We cannot reverse any charges. This information was listed inside the terms and conditions. It did say this was a 14-day trial. With a trial, that means you're only able to try the product out for a certain amount of time. Okay? If you did not like that product, you were supposed to give us a call within your 14-day trial to cancel so you wouldn't get charged full price for the product. When you order this product, you only pay for shipping and handling fee. You did not pay full price for the product.
Okay, I'll reiterate that was not clear, and I want my refund. I'd be glad to send the product back for that.
We have a no return policy on the product, so that means you cannot return it, and also we cannot issue you a refund because this information was inside our terms and conditions before you ordered the product. It's a 14-day trial.
There was no information about a 14-day trial that I saw at all.
I'm sorry that you missed that information, ma'am, but it was online.
And what's your, physical address to write to? And you're out of California?
Yeah, we're in California, but you cannot return the product because we have a no-return policy on the product.
I
want
to write to your customer service and then to also the Better Business Bureau and a couple other people in California about you.
Okay. So what we can do is issue you a 35% refund of both charges back to your account. So do you accept?
I'm looking for more than that.
Okay. Well, as a courtesy, I'll be able to do 50, but that's as a courtesy because I'm not supposed to do that for you.
Yeah.
So do you accept the 50% refund?
I still want to write. Do you have, give me your all your company information, please.
Okay, well, you don't have to do that, ma'am. And I don't know what information you would want, but what I can do is place you on a brief hold and look deep into your account, maybe speak to my supervisor to see if there's anything else I can do for you.
I'll hold for a little bit.
Thank you. Hello.
Yes.
Thank you so much for patiently holding. I spoke into my supervisor and it looked like we came into an agreement to refund you 75% of both charges back to your account. Do you accept?
You're going to do the full refund?
I said 75%.
75%. Well, you speak to him again because this I want the information from your company.
Okay, we can issue you a full refund for both charges. Allow me one moment. Okay, one of your refunds has been successful. I'm waiting on the other refund to go through. And there was a refund of $69.97 that I issued. And now I'm going to issue you a refund of $64.97.
And do I get some kind of confirmation from you?
It will be sent to your email.
All right. What email have you got for me?
I'll let you know after I issue you the refund. Debbie.mn@comcast.net. Is that your email?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. So both refunds has been issued. And also, I can cancel the account if you can allow me one moment. I'm almost done canceling your account. Bear with me, please. Your account has been canceled. Is there anything else I can help you with?
All right, the $5.97 was what I agreed to pay. But these
okay.
Other two larger charges you've taken off and you've canceled my account, which should mean I'm not going to get any more charges from you. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, we're good. Thank you for
calling customer service. Have a wonderful day.